This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared before the UN Security Council in New York on Wednesday for the first time since Russia's invasion to gain support for his country and accused Russia of carrying out a criminal and unprovoked aggression that shatters the norms of war and the United Nations Charter. VOA's Alexis Stroop reports.
Ukraine's president is accusing Russia of undermining all norms of war and the United Nations Charter. The allegation was aired Wednesday at a meeting of the UN Security Council. President Volodymyr Zelensky told the council that his proposal to end the 19-month war starts with adherence to the charter that ensures the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all 193 UN member nations. Zelensky also urged world leaders to strip Russia of its veto power. He stressed that restoration of all Ukrainian territory is the key to peace. Before the meeting started, there was intense speculation about whether Zelensky and Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, would clash, speak, or totally avoid each other. But no confrontation happened because Zelensky left the council soon after his address. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Officials of both sides of the Azerbaijan-Armenian forces have reached a ceasefire agreement in 2 days of fighting. We get more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The agreement was announced by the region's Armenian authorities and confirmed by the Azerbaijani military. The truce will go into effect at 1 p.m. local time, or 9 GMT, on Wednesday. The agreement was reached through negotiations with the Russian peacekeeping contingent in the region. The deal includes the withdrawal of Armenian military units and equipment from Nagorno-Karabakh and disarming the local defense forces. Further talks between the two sides are scheduled for Thursday. I'm Charles Tillidesma.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has succeeded in confirming a top military post. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on an 83-11 vote comes months after he was nominated and as Democrats try to maneuver around holds placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over the Pentagon's abortion policy. The Senate is also expected to confirm General Randy George to be Army Chief of Staff and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps this week. Brown, a career fighter pilot, was the Air Force's first black commander of the Pacific Air Forces and most recently its first black chief of staff, making him the first African-American to lead any of the military branches. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Morocco plans to spend at least $11.7 billion in a post-earthquake reconstruction plan over the next 5 years, according to the Royal Palace. The 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck on September 8th, killing more than 2,900 people, mostly in the hard-to-reach villages of the High Atlas Mountains. The plan would target 4.2 million people and the worst-hit provinces, according to the Royal Palace. The fund, so far, has received some $700 million in donations. Americans will again be able to order free COVID-19 tests through the mail. We'll get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Says it's providing $600 million in funding to produce new at-home tests and restarting the website where they can be ordered. Each household can get four free at covidtests.gov starting Monday. The move is aimed at preventing potential test shortages if virus cases rise, as they typically have during colder months. The tests are designed to detect currently circulating variants and are intended for use by year's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Under intense political pressure from Democrats, the Biden administration has announced it is granting protection to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. The move Wednesday to give Venezuelans who arrived in the country as of July 31st of this year temporary protection status essentially makes it easier and faster for them to get authorization to work here in the U.S., which has been a key demand of Democratic mayors and governors who are struggling to care for an increased number of migrants in their care. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.